Welcome to the Religion Unplugged podcast. I'm Melissa Harrison. Each week, we take a behind-the-scenes look at a topic being covered in the news to gather more insight and understanding on the stories being covered and the people who are covering them. Today on the podcast, Religion Unplugged's culture critic Joseph Holmes interviews Yasmin Al-Bustami, who plays Rama in the hit Christian series The Chosen, about her role in the series and the status quo altering events for her character in The Chosen's latest season. Let's listen in.
Welcome, everyone, Religion Unplugged listeners. We're so happy today. I'm Joseph Holmes. I'm so happy today to be interviewing Yasmin Al-Bustami. She is an actress who has been on shows such as Nashville and The Originals. But of course, Christians will know her most from her role in The Chosen as Rama, one of the followers of Jesus. And I'm so happy to have you here today.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you, Joseph.
Nice to meet you as well. So obviously, this interview is going to get into some spoiler territory for the new season, season four of The Chosen. But first, before we get into the spoiler territory, I want to ask you just how did you actually get involved in The Chosen in the first place? Like, how did you find out about it? What attracted you to the role? How did you get into this part?
The way that I found out about it and got introduced to the role was just through an audition, and they shoot in Texas. So I have a Texas agent. I'm from Dallas, and my Texas agent just sent me an audition, was not even sure what the project was, had not heard of it. And it was actually for the role of Eden first. So Lada's character, who is obviously played so beautifully by Lada, and I think a lot of us actually all read for different parts, and then they just kind of puzzle pieced it together, which was really, it's cool to see. It's always so fun to hear what other people read for first.
Totally.
Or also for different things, not even like this one and done, but they were just going through trying to figure it out. I read for Eden first, and then Rama came up, and I just sent in a tape. And again, they shoot in Dallas. And so I got it, found out that I got it. I did not audition in person or anything. And I just got excited that I was gonna get to go home for a little bit. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a job's gonna take me home to Dallas. This is so great. And then I obviously the writing was just so great. Whenever I did get the script, I thought it was beautiful. And for me, I was only in that one episode in season one. So I didn't read everything or see everything. It was just, that was the only experience that I had, just reading that script for that episode, episode five, in season one. And I just thought it was awesome writing. And then I get to set and I just see how intricate everything is. And how all the departments have come together to create this world, and the costumes were beautiful, the wardrobe was beautiful, the set design, the art and everything. And then we also did a bunch of, because we shoot outside a lot. So for that one, it was, the wedding for that episode. And it was, I just remember it being night shoots. And so we were all just kind of delusional, and it was just such a big celebration. It was just so much dancing and all of this. So that was, to have that be my first experience or introduction into The Chosen, I was like, this is going to be a blast, you guys. That's how I got introduced to The Chosen. And then obviously meeting everybody, and that just enhanced the experience. But yeah.
Awesome. So what did you, as you, because you're creating this character, which is interesting because, The Chosen obviously is a show that attempts to, bring life to characters that are in the Bible. But of course, you're a character who was sort of created from scratch for the show. And so you have a certain degree of room to kind of create this character yourself. What was it that you kind of saw in the role that you then decide, okay, what do I want to bring to this?
I mean, besides the fact that she's just a woman who is doing this thing that is going against everything that she should probably be doing. That was number one. I absolutely loved that. And then she's just such a lighthearted person. I love bringing that into the role. Her positivity, how she sees the world. Overall, my thing that I hold really dear to Rayma is her relationship with her dad, which obviously it makes the experience so much more difficult, or the decision so much more difficult to just up and leave her father. And so that was the thing, you know, which goes back to the first point of doing things that probably you would not do or is unconventional. But the fact that she has so much of that gusto within her, that's the decision that she makes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a hard decision, but I love that that's the route that that Rayma took, that the writers gave her.
That's awesome. Excuse me. Well, yeah, so now we are getting into spoiler territory for anybody who doesn't want to. I did watch it, yes.
Oh, I should have asked that. We should have loved that. I had no idea. So you watched the first three already?
Yes, I've watched the entire fourth season because I got screener as a film critic privileges. Yes.
What? Yes. Oh, yes. What'd you think? What'd you think overall? Like,
I overall very much loved it, particularly the first few episodes. I thought the rest of the season was maybe uneven, obviously, because Rayma's not in it. You know, it's not as good when she's not in it. For those spoiler territories, you know, for people who, you know, have not seen it, you know, obviously the first three episodes, in the third episode, Rayma does die at the hands of Quintus. And I want to know, when did you find out, first of all, that Rayma had an expiration date? Was that something you found out in the first or season? And how is that presented to you? And how were you, did you wrestle through that with the writers and the storyline?
I found out in the second season, actually, is when Dallas told me, because it was already outlined.
Planned out, yeah.
And they were so sweet too. And who knows, maybe they were just telling me this, just to tell me this. But they were so sweet to say, gosh, you know, once you get to know people and you love working with them. And that was one of those situations where we just all loved working with each other. And again, they could probably just be telling me this just because they want me to feel better. They're like, we tried really hard to see if we could make it something else, just because we obviously got to know each other and we love working with each other. But yeah, it was in season two. So I can imagine that it was already in the works of even before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes total sense. And so how were you playing Rayma through this process? Like, knowing that she was a character who was destined to die, like, how did you want to then present Rayma to the audience and her character arc? How did you see her character arc that you were building, knowing that was sort of the end point of it?
I actually would forget about it because I didn't want to think about it. So it wasn't something that, and you know, that's another, I mean, a character doesn't know. Yes, I, Yasmin, knew that there was a demise, but Rayma does not. And so it was just really just playing out how the day-to-day, what's going on in the story, not really keeping that. And like, there wasn't anything where I had to, I mean, you know, I could imagine that, like, for instance, Jonathan has a different kind of experience with this, but with me, yeah, I don't know that it's coming. And I'm just playing it out the way that I would normally play it out. Of course, knowing that that's going to happen, and just, it made me sad.
Fair. Well, I've seen the reactions online, and clearly you're not the only one who it made sad. And we're all sad to be missing the light and joy that you bring to the show. But I guess this is a good segue for anybody who has really enjoyed your work here. What other projects do you have coming up potentially that you want people to get excited about if they enjoy seeing your work?
Right now I'm working on NCIS Hawaii, so I'm doing that, and yeah, so that's happening. That's starting the first episode February 12th on CBS. And that's, oh, that's after the Super Bowl. Yeah, on Monday. So yeah, that's my next project.
Nice. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and being able to, and thank you for all the work you've done to make the Chosen such an enjoyable show to watch.
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Joseph.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Joseph, and thank you for listening to the Religion Unplugged podcast. All of our reporting is made possible and paid for directly by donors like you. In fact, we want to thank everyone who gave to Religion Unplugged at the end of the year as part of our Newsmatch campaign from the Institute of Nonprofit News. Thanks to you, we were able to raise more than $28,000 for editorial needs to pay our contributors for religion stories from around the globe that might otherwise go untold. Consider how you can join us year-round in our effort to increase religious literacy, whether it's a small donation, signing up for our weekly newsletter, following us on X, Instagram, and Facebook, or sharing our work on your social media channels. We look forward to partnering with you.